T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't know, does that work, me clapping into the mic? I don't know. Great song. This song never does not hit. You're in the car, windows down, turn the song up, hits every time. Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930. WBEN talking about what do you fear more? Is it the variant itself or is it New York State shutdowns? 803-0930-930. Let's go to Lancaster. That's where we find Fred. Fred, good afternoon.
How you doing? I think what we're worried about is the politicians that are being the hypocrites, that on the front page of the New York Post, Joe Biden's not wearing a mask, yet he's going to put all these mandates on vaccinations and on masks, and they're not even wearing masks themselves.
That's right, in Nantucket, he had the mask off indoors where he was. It was required to be wearing a mask.
Yeah, so I mean, they're making rules they're not even following. So I would think I would worry about the future. What we're looking at, they're probably going to shut everything down. They're just testing it out in certain areas.
Yeah, and when it's stuff that, you know, doesn't apply to you, like a mask mandate or even a shutdown, right? I mean, politicians will still have what they want to. If you're Nancy Pelosi, you can still go get your hair cut, even though the salon is shut down. Yeah, you're right. Like I said, you put 4 phases out for a reason, Fred, and I think it's with intentions to finally get to 2 or 3 of them.
Phase 4.
Yep.
What? How come no politicians in this area are doing what this guy in Morella, Gingrich? How come they're cowards? Cowards? How come they're not the town supervisor of Lancaster or Cheektowaga or Tonawanda? How come they're not standing up for us?
It's Fred. That's a great question. You are seeing. You did see it in West Seneca over the weekend as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were a few more. But let's be honest. Amherst will never do it. You know, I mean, Brian Culpa is friends with Mark Poloncarz. He's not going to put a non-comply. So there'll be some areas. I don't think Marilla and West Seneca will be the only ones. But I think there are some towns and municipalities that you can definitely mark off the list because they're definitely not going to stand up against them.
Well, then the ones that are of a different political party better start standing up or they're going to get primaried and get thrown out.
And that's Fred. That's the thing. We can go back to something we heard from Pat Gallivan last week, who said right now, look at the county legislature. These are people that we just voted in less than a month ago. We just voted them in, and they have no power to take the powers away from Mark Poloncarz. And yeah, like you said, if you're an elected official. And you're just sitting there, Fred, I think you're right. You're going to see a lot of people getting primaried and a lot of people getting voted out.
They're part of the problem, the people that aren't speaking up.
Yep. Fred, you are not wrong. Fred in Lancaster opening a line for you at 803-0930. It's unfortunate, but, you know, you look at a state level. At the state level, that they are the only ones that can take a power away from a county executive. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. And that an unelected commissioner has more power than people we just voted into the county legislature. I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. And I said this when we talked to State Senator Pat Gallivan. How does that make any sense? And why did it take till 2021 to finally get some kind of legislation to fight back against this? To get some legislation to give municipalities the power they're elected for? Again, we're less than a month away from an election where we voted in county legislators. But in New York State, they don't have the power to check Mark Poloncarz? I thought that's why they were elected. Isn't that why we elect people in the Senate? Why we elect people into Congress? Why we elect people into the Assembly? Why we elect people into the county legislature? Is so there is a check and balance. Right now, there is no check and balance in Erie County. And I would be saying the exact same thing if Mark Poloncarz was a Republican. This has nothing to do with party. The fact that there is not a check and balance of someone in an executive position, we should never live in that situation. There should always be a check and balance. Like I said, I'd say that if Mark Poloncarz was a conservative Republican, he would still, I think, in that position, to be an executive, you need to have some kind of check and balance. Donald Trump has a check and balance. Joe Biden has a check and balance. I think if you are in an executive position, there is no excuse not to. And there should be no situation where someone gets to have that power for more than 30 days without being renewed by the local legislature. Because let's be honest, outside the few people that represent Western New York and Albany, what do the people in Albany know about Erie County? What do those that represent downstate know of Erie County? Why should they be the ones to take these powers away? I don't know when that ever made sense, but it definitely doesn't make sense when you have an elected legislature sitting there and they don't have the power. But Mark Poloncarz does, and he will keep on reminding you. Let's go to Gene in Williamsville. Gene, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, thanks, Joe. A couple comments. Number one, I am totally against, I'm more worried about the lockdowns than the Omicron variant. And what are we going to have, Delta 2.0 coming up soon?
I mean, eventually we got to make our way back around, right?
Right. And the other thing is, the previous caller mentioned about some of these elected officials pushing back. How about the people pushing back? I went into a number of businesses today without a mask on. I refused to wear one. No one said a word. From big box stores to local stores to grocery stores to the bank. So never mind the elected officials pushing back. And my hat's off to Greenrich in Marilla and Dixon in West Seneca. But we, the people, are the ones that really need to start pushing back on this.
Yeah, and Genio, it's so funny you say that about the mask because I love the people that are standing up and saying, hey, this is ridiculous. There's nothing to back this up. But, you know, if I walk into a place where I know the owners and I don't want to get them in trouble, I will try to have a mask in my pocket. But the times that I've left the mask in my car, Gene, over the last week, not once has someone walked up to me and said, you need to put a mask on. Not once. And I'm not, you know, beside during the tech game on Saturday sitting at home, I am out and about. I have been doing some shopping and going places. And not once when I've forgotten my mask has someone walked up to me and said, oh, you need to go back and put your mask on. And I think that's very refreshing, Gene.
And I've seen a lot of people that do not have, besides me, that do not have masks on. And I tell them, I said, you know what, we're going to have to come up with a secret handshake because obviously we're on the same side of the fence here.
I've seen complete businesses where the employees didn't have their mask on, the people in the store didn't. And you know what? Not one person was complaining to the employees. Not one person was, you know, running out, oh my gosh, they don't have their mask on. People were buying their product, going to the counter, having a nice conversation, and on with their day. You know, how life is supposed to be.
I liken us to the French Resistance during World War II.
What was that, Gene? I don't have a Bowerly's history background.
Oh, so the Resistance. Of course, the Nazis invaded France, but the underground, there was the Resistance that fought the Nazis in France until the U.S. invaded So there was a resistance movement from the French citizens against the Nazis. So those of us that don't want to comply, I'm using the analogy that we are the resistance. And someone needs to be the resistance.
And Gene, you know, another thing that was refreshing over the week was to see those disclaimers from Hogan Willig on so many of our favorite restaurants in Western New York, and to see that, you know, places like Duff's and Neat and La Toteca, you can walk in and be free to do whatever measure you think is necessary to live your life.
Right. And I just saw, and I could send it to you, I could text it, the Florida, which hasn't had any of these lockdowns or anything, has the lowest COVID rate in the country.
That's right. And let's see how many times that's been mentioned on CNN. Oh, zero. That's right. Thank you, Gene. That is Gene opening a line for you. Gene in Williamsville at 803-0930. Speaking of those disclaimers from Hogan Willig, Corey Hogan will be joining us tomorrow at 2:06 to kick off the show here on WBEN. So we will be getting a lot of information on how that is going. And you see more and more of these signs, more and more restaurants joining that lawsuit. And I said this on Friday. This is how it's going to be won. Right? It's going to be won in a courtroom, and we have great attorneys here in Western New York, and they are standing up, and they are challenging these mandates. And I think that is where you're going to see this one is in the courtroom. And we will get an update on that tomorrow at 2:06 here on WBEN. But right now we need an update of traffic. Joe Beamer with you in for Tom Bowerly today and tomorrow. Very good to be with you. 803-0930, as always, is the number to get on the phone. It's also the number to get on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And, it's the Monday after a holiday. Some people take today off. So I didn't know what to expect when I came into the studio. But let me tell you, Friday and today, the listeners of WBEN have been there. So I don't know if you're listening while you're around the house, listening while you worked both days, but whatever it is, we appreciate that you've got us on. And as you know, as long as you have WBEN on, you're going to know what's going on around the world. You're going to know what's going on traffic. You're going to keep yourself up to date. And you're going to know if Virginia Tech won or not, right? So these are the things that WBEN, if you have it on, you will always know everything that's going on currently. You will always be up to date, and there's really no reason to change the channel. Now, if you want to listen to some Christmas music, as I like to do, obviously, Star 102.5 is there. I would say wait until after Tom Puckett's evening news to make the switch over to Christmas music, but it's the holiday season, and I can definitely understand wanting to escape into a holiday world that so many of us are looking forward to. 803-0930, Star 930, what are you more concerned with, shutdowns or the variant? And we've been hearing from a lot of people in Erie County, and I want to continue hearing from people in Erie County, but I'd like to hear from some on the outside counties, like Niagara, Genesee, Wyoming, where you don't have this phase system set up. Do you have a concern the state will take over and have some kind of mandate, a mask mandate, a vaccine mandate? Because right now you're on the outside looking in on Erie County. But I want to know, is it in the back of your mind that, well, that's great now, but you saw the encouragement from Kathy Hochul. She just had a press conference where she was talking about measures that needed to be taken. You might be on the outside looking in, laughing at Erie County now, but do you fear that this might turn into a state thing? 803-0930, star 930. John is in North Buffalo. John, good afternoon.
Howdy, sir. I'd like to tell you something. I'm a United States Handicap War veteran. When you go to the Veterans Hospital nowadays, they're more concerned that you have a mask on, sir. Honest to God, I've been kicked out of the place because I won't wear a mask. I tell them, this is the United States of America. I laid my life down for this country. I'll decide whether I want a mask to wear a mask. They kick me out of the place.
Well, John, that is never right to kick out one of our vets, and we thank you for your service.
You're welcome, sir. And you know, this is the United States of America, And, sir, it's a republic. It's not a democracy. When we say the Pledge of Allegiance, what do we say? To the republic. And
that's right.
Democrats, they're terrible, and that's the way it is. And you know, I refuse to wear a mask, and they kicked me out. Now, how do you like that? You know, it's ridiculous already. What's this world coming to? Polling cars is not going to tell me to wear a mask or not, you know.
Well, and John, as a veteran, you should not have any kind of restrictions to go to VA hospital. But I will say this. We thank you for your service, and we thank you for your phone call. That is John in North Buffalo opening a line for you at 803-0930. Where do you stand on the variant versus shutdowns? Someone's going to call me out on that. Shutdowns. Where does your concern lie? 803-0930, star 930. Now, we'll talk about this for another segment. And I know it's a popular topic, so we might talk about it for the rest of the show. But I am hoping at 5 o'clock we can get to a more lighter topic because it is post-Thanksgiving, and we're all talking about leftovers. And yes, Thanksgiving leftovers, but leftovers in general. I heard David talk about this a little earlier in the day. Gave me a great idea. So I want to get into that at 5 o'clock. Obviously, because I love the audience, I want to know what you guys want to talk about. And right now, this is what you guys want to talk about. And we will continue talking about it. But in the 5 o'clock hour, we might go to something a little lighter and a kind of you can share your recipes. Because, you know, I know of people right now that have a lot of turkey in their fridge. And they're looking what to do with it. They're getting sick of turkey sandwiches. So maybe we'll have some ideas for what to do with that leftover food in the 5 o'clock segment. But when we come back, we're talking with you. What are you more concerned of, the new variant or shutdowns here in New York State?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We've been continuing to talk about the mandates, and what do you fear more? Is it the shutdowns over the mandates, or shutdowns over the over COVID, or is it the variants of COVID that we are hearing about? 803-0930. Supervisor Earl Gingrich Jr. from Marilla joined me last week, and now with a few days of stating that Marilla will not comply with the mask mandates, joining us for an update. Supervisor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
And let me ask you, now, last time we had talked, you had not heard from the county. Where do you stand right now, and has the county reached out?
No, the county has not reached out, and to my knowledge, so far, they have not bothered anybody in the town of Marilla. And I would just like to update you on the response we're getting to at this point, which I'll be honest with you, I didn't expect such a response and how far it's gone. And it's gone way beyond Western New York now. And the response coming into our town hall is running 90% plus in favor, with emails, phone calls on social media that we're monitoring, and people even coming into the town hall, or if they see me out and about or other rural residents. So I think it's a positive thing, but I wanted to comment on the one person that called in and said that, and he's so right. Gary Dixon and myself can only get the ball started, but it's going to take an effort by the everyday person, the people that elect us into office, to step up to the plate now and voice your concerns, ask those important questions, and keep this going. Because the fear is, if we don't stop it here, we're going to be in the next level of mandates with the vaccine, and we're going to go towards a shutdown. And if we don't put our feet down and stand firm now, we never will.
Well said, Supervisor. And let me ask you, you know, the mask mandates where we are now on the phases, do you think it'll be more difficult in your position to stand up if we do get to a phase 3 and 4 to stand up to Erie County?
Well, we'll stand up because that's what we do here in Marilla. But yes, I think it will be more difficult because if the state comes in, and I agree with the statements you've been making on your show and so forth, it's going to have to be fought in the courts, but I'll be honest with you, I don't trust the courts either. Because if you think about the court system, when you went to the election to vote for 4 state Supreme Court judges, did you have a choice? No. All parties already decided who you're going to get for state Supreme Court justice. So do you think you're going to get a fair shake? I mean, really?
Supervisor, that is a great point. You're right. You go there and every candidate's on every party line. You really had no choice unless you wanted to write someone down, I guess.
Yeah, and it's been that way for the last number of times you went to vote, but people haven't noticed.
Now, let me ask, did the supervisor of West Seneca reach out to you after you made your statement before making a statement of his own?
No, he did it totally on his own. I'm not the type of person that wants to put pressure on other municipalities to do it. It's up to their constituents and their conscience. I have not reached out to anyone at this point, except for one friend of mine in a town. Him and I spoke, and that was it, because we're good friends. But Gary Dixon did this totally on his own. It actually took me by total surprise because I expected more of a rural town first to come after us, not a town like West Seneca. And Gary, in my opinion, is a good man because he's a businessman. And when you have somebody that's been in business, knows what it's like to do business, tends to be more rational and more common sense. And Gary, nor I, and sometimes the media, particularly Channel 7 yesterday, at least towards me, portrayed that we were anti-mask or anti-vaccine. And that's far from the truth. In the town of Marilla, we haven't told anybody to do one thing or the other. We got one business that is requiring fully masked. And it probably makes sense for them because it's very tight, close quarters, high foot traffic. It's probably logical, but at least psychological for the people going in there. We got another business, no mask, and the foot traffic is lighter, and there's plenty of room to socially distance. So that's why what Gary and I are saying, and some of the rest of us, is if you empower the people and the businesses, they'll do the right thing. Just tell them the truth. That's all we ask. And have a conversation with us. Mark should be having a conversation with the county legislature and with a cross-representation of urban, suburban, and rural supervisors and mayors. Not everyone, because too many people, you get nothing done. But get a cross-section and approach this in a common sense way. And I'll give you an example. When mandates are counterproductive, and Gary's 100% right. When I was in the town hall when he announced that mandate, we had a couple residents in the town hall. One was masked. As soon as it came across, you're going to be required to have a mask, he ripped it off and said, no government's telling me what to do. Didn't that do exactly the opposite of what Mark wanted?
No, that's what I keep saying. You know, if you let people make a decision, like you said, they will do the right thing. They will do what is best for them because only they know what is best for them. It's, you know, person by person. And the government telling a business what they can and can't do, completely counterproductive. And another thing I said last week after we spoke, you know, you mentioned that you work another job on top of being a supervisor. And I think it's so refreshing because you've got so many politicians that just live in this fantasy world of politicians. But, you know, you're out and about with real people. You know, you don't just surround yourself with yes men. And I think that's really refreshing. And I wish we'd see more of that in politics.
Well, just so people know out there what my profession is, I'm a farmer full time. I'm up 7 days a week at 4 a.m. And when you caught me in the office, it's because that's when I had time to get down to do the town business. And I've responded to every email and every phone call as possible that's coming to the town hall. And whether they agreed with me or not, you know, because I respect people's rights to speak, you know, speak and tell, you know, what there's on their minds. And if that's what they believe, that's fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not afraid to hear opposition, not like some of our politicians who want to shut you down if you don't have free speech.
Well said. Well, Supervisor, I hope you keep in contact and keep updating us on how everything's going, and I'm sure we'll talk real soon.
Okay, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. That is Supervisor Earl Gingrich Jr., and I said this on Friday when we spoke with him, or was it Wednesday? I think it was Friday. I said this Friday when we spoke to him, it's refreshing to hear a politician who lives in the real world, a politician that works a job. You heard him. The man's up every morning at 4 a.m. I have a shift that starts at 4:30. I'm not even up at I have been working I've been working a lot of different shifts, but I have a shift that starts at 4:30. Sometimes I'm not even up at 4 o'clock. He's up 4 o'clock 7 days a week. And when he has time from his real job, which is being a farmer, he is running Marilla. He is answering everyone's email. He is talking to people. Like I said, I called him on the morning of Black Friday, and he answered the phone at 9 in the morning at town hall. Now, how many town halls around Western New York could you have called at 9 o'clock the day after Thanksgiving and get an answer from someone? Not that many. So it's so refreshing, and I really wish we would get more people like that in politics that work in the real world. Not these fantasy bubbles that we see politicians in. And that goes for either party. This isn't a left or right thing. I wish we had more people like Earl Gingrich Jr. who work a real job, talk to real people, not just members of his administration. It's so refreshing to hear that. And you know, he doesn't, it's not politics speak, not politician speak. He's speaking to real people like a real person. He's not like certain politicians who talk down to you. He's not like certain politicians who criticize you for asking a question. You heard him say he even gets back to emails of people who disagree with him. That's the right thing to do. If you are in a position of power, if you are a leader, you do respond to those who disagree with you. You have conversations. I always say this. I enjoy talking to the people who disagree with me. We have a guy, Pat, who usually calls in from a cell phone. He disagrees with me 99% of the time, but I like having conversations with him. I like hearing his perspective. Tony and Clarence, we don't usually get along. We don't usually agree, but I like his perspective. I like to see what he's thinking. Ian in Ontario calls in almost more than once a week. I love hearing his perspective. We don't agree. We don't see eye to eye on everything political, but I love getting that perspective. I love getting that his position on things. And I'm just a talk show host. Politicians, that is so refreshing to hear someone say, I took the time and got back to those, even those who disagreed with me. And I want to see more of that at a political level. I think I want to see that at every level, but I definitely want to see that at a political, at a quote, leadership level, where you have people that are elected into office. You have people that, you know, they are in charge of either a municipality, they're in charge of the county, in charge of the state, taking time to reach out to those who disagree. We don't see that. We don't see that enough. And that goes for people on both sides. This is not just me talking about Mark pulling cars. That's most of our elected officials in 2021 don't reach out to both sides. And it's refreshing to hear someone say they took the time and got back to everyone, even those who disagree. And I wish we'd see more of that. I wish we'd see more of that in politics. And I wish we saw more of that in everyday life, where you could have a conversation and it didn't turn into an argument where someone just walks out of the room, walks out of the house, stops talking to you for 3 years. I hope we can get to something like that, where we can have more conversations like we have with Ian in Ontario, Tony in Clarence, Pat, who usually calls from a cell phone. I like those phone calls. CJ in Buffalo's on hold, and we'll take her after traffic. She usually disagrees with things I say, but I like having those conversations. We need more of those conversations, especially at the political level, but we need more of those conversations all around. And I know you guys are sick of me stressing that, but I think that's one of the most important things we can do, is talk things out, have civil conversations about our disagreements, not get into yelling matches and ruin Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't think anyone benefits from that. 803-0930, star 930. Again, thank you to Marilla Supervisor Earl Gingrich Jr. for calling into the show and giving us an update. And we look forward to hearing more from Supervisor Gingrich. My name's Joe Beamer. I am in for Tom Bowerly today and tomorrow. The vacationing Tom Bowerly will be back here later in the week, and I know we all look forward to that. Let's go, I already mentioned, to CJ in Buffalo. CJ, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You made me chuckle while I was on hold.
Well, it's been a while since we spoke.
It has been a while. Yeah, we usually disagree, but I'm not disagreeable. I think there's a difference. You know, I don't think if everyone was vaccinated and wore a mask when things got tight, I don't think we'd have to worry about this new variant at all. And shutdowns would never cross our mind if our vaccination rate was higher. And also, there was a gentleman that was talking about people in out and about not wearing a mask and nobody approaching them. I think people are a little afraid to approach someone that's not wearing a mask, because those are the people that usually throw a punch or wrestle on an airplane. It's only a matter of time until somebody gets hurt.
Well, and I would say that nothing should ever get to a physical level over a mask. I just want to throw that out there, CJ.
I know, I agree, but that's what's happening. I mean, we've all seen the videos of the people on airplanes and, you know, the Karens in the stores and that sort of thing. So that's probably why. No, but I certainly would not approach somebody not wearing a mask. I would just stay away.
Well, and it should never get to a physical level. I want to reiterate that. I want to stress that it should never be a physical level. And as I always say, anytime you want to take, you know, one of these mandates, I think we'll settle it in the courtroom, and I think that's where it will settle. But CJ, and you've probably heard me say this throughout the day, my pushback would be with the mask mandate. You know, last year we had mask mandates and 50% capacity, and we continued to see a surge in cases. I think these mandates are pushing people out of public places that might have better ventilation and pushing them into hanging out at apartments, hanging out at homes, where you're definitely going to see spread of COVID.
Oh, I know. I agree with that. Well, you know, we opened up completely in the spring because of our weather and we were all outside. I mean, Buffalo has fabulous spring weather and summer weather. So our COVID rates were very low because everybody was outside and our windows were open. But on the other hand, Florida in July and August, they had the highest rates in the country because it was 90 degrees and everybody was in their air conditioning. Now it's just the opposite.
They're so spoiled in Florida. If it was 90, I'd be outside the whole day.
Well, yeah, I know. But that's, I mean, it's a seasonal thing.
Yeah,
we're high, they're low, and when they're low, we're high.
Eventually, we have to get to the point of saying this is a seasonal thing. And CJ, hey, as I've said a million times, I am fully vaccinated. I did it because I wanted to get back to fully open. But you look at some of these politicians, and again, not left or right, just politicians in general. I think the mixed messaging around the vaccine has added to people being more hesitant going to get, you know, that last 30% here in Erie County going to get the jab, because it is a distrust in government. And I'm not blaming one side or the other. It's a distrust in government. And I think if we had more, if reasonable questions were taken more seriously, and obviously you have people that they're not reasonable questions, but you do have reasonable questions out there. I think if they were taken more seriously, you might see a better vaccination rate. I think we have to stop pointing the finger at one person and see what can we do better in the messaging around the vaccine.
I agree. Well, politicians didn't make the vaccine. Doctors and scientists made the vaccine.
Exactly.
So I don't know where this distrust in government comes from. All they're trying to do is keep us safe.
CJ, to a level, I agree with you, but I do think some of these mandates are ridiculous. And I talked about this last week. Situational. If you told me, hey, you had to wear a mask at essential places like grocery stores, and I'd probably throw a fit, but I would understand that more than, hey, you have to wear a mask to go to the bathroom while you're at a bar. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
I know. I did that on Saturday night. well, and I think there's a big difference between rural and urban. I know Marilla. Okay, the population of Marilla is about 5,000. I think I have more people living on my street in Tonawanda than live in all of Marilla. So I could see where, in a rural setting, they might not like a mask mandate. But, you know, in an urban setting, it's a different animal.
Well, and CJ, it's always always great to hear your opinion. And I'm glad, even though we differ, that you still call in. Because, like I said, I like sharing the conversation and having a discussion. So I thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. CJ in Buffalo and Marilla. I don't know how many people are in Marilla, but it's a beautiful area. And I think what the supervisor's doing there is great. I hope others follow. It's good to see what happened in West Seneca. And Jimmy says I say "and again" too much. I do. And again, if it was a situational mask mandate, I talked about this with Dr. Russo yesterday. If it was a situational mask mandate, yes, I'd be complaining about it. Let's be honest, because you've got your N95 masks. You know, that's the best to wear if you're trying to stop anything, but regardless, you have the N95 masks. You can wear that to protect yourself, and we should protect those who are high risk, immunocompromised, all of that. But if it was grocery stores mask because it's essential, but no need putting a mask on at a bar because you're going to take it off when you sit down, I think more people would listen. I really do, but I don't know. I'm late for a break. I do need to listen to that. We'll be back talking with you after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.